Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
United Oil and Gas is an AIM-listed oil and gas startup with a market cap of £14 million. It's announced it's buying Rockhopper Egypt for $16 million. Oil major BP is providing a prepayment financing structure of up to $8 million. Brian Larkin is United Oil and Gas's chief executive. So, Brian, tell me the details.
Well, good morning. Yeah, we're very pleased to announce this morning's transaction. It's a transformational deal for the company. $16 million acquisition cost, 1,100 barrels of oil equivalent production per day, and significant reserves to add to our growing portfolio. So we're very pleased to complete this part of the process and commence work on the second part and hopefully complete the acquisition over the next number of weeks and months.
Okay, now forgive me when I ask this, but how did a junior secure a debt facility with a major in the current climate?
Well, it's not necessarily a debt facility. It's a secured prepayment finance structure, so it's a little bit different than a debt facility. But I guess we had a strong relationship with BP, and they liked the assets, they liked the management team, so they got in behind us to support this transaction. They spent a lot of time looking at the asset themselves and completing their due diligence in order to support the deal. So we're very happy to have them work with us on this one, and again, you know, work with us into the future. So we're very pleased to establish this new relationship and move it forward.
Okay, so why didn't they buy it?
It's a good question. I guess it's materiality. A license of this size wouldn't be material to a company of BP size, but yet it would be transformational for a company of our size.
Okay, so what are the timings to complete this transformational deal?
Well, we will be suspended this morning, so we will be suspended for a number of weeks, and we're probably looking at a completion in around 3 or 4 months' time.
Okay, so when people see shares are suspended, they panic a little bit and want to know when the shares will be relisted and whether that means a reshuffling of the shareholder base.
Firstly, we'd expect that the shares should be readmitted to trading in about 4 to 6 weeks' time. You have to suspend if you've entered into an agreement without a prospectus in hand or certainly a circular in hand. So we're close to completing that work. That'll take another maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Once that's done, the shares will be readmitted to trading.
Okay, so you can't please everybody, as you know. So how would you respond to some investor fears, including this one, which appeared in a chat room, which says it's a marginally profitable field in a high-risk jurisdiction with a history of failing to pay and in a region where we have no other assets? How would you allay the fears of that investor?
I can understand that, but we spent a lot of time sorting through a lot of assets and a lot of opportunities. Without question, we felt this was the best one for us. If we talk about the receivables for a minute, that's actually transformed over the last 3 years. The receivables now are down to within 30 days, so people are getting paid in Egypt. It has changed quite considerably. In terms of our geographical footprint, Egypt is a region that we know. We have worked in Egypt throughout our careers, so it is an area that's known to us. It is reasonably geopolitically safe as well, so we're very confident to go into Egypt. We certainly feel that we can create a lot of value for our shareholders with these licenses, and we're very pleased to have moved this deal along and hopefully get it over the line in the next couple of weeks.
So in terms of building your business, how does this acquisition fit in with your strategy?
Again, Africa is an area that's known to us, and Egypt is a region that's known to us. We said we wanted to build an full oil and gas lifecycle company, and we essentially ticked a lot of those boxes this year, particularly with Selva scheduled for first production in 2020. And what we said we wanted to do was really expand that lifecycle outwardly by adding in more production, exploration, and development opportunities. And over the last number of months, we've done that. Between the recent license award that we got in the 31st licensing round in the UK, and also adding this portfolio of assets into our hopper, couple that with sensible divestments like our Crown divestments, which we announced last week.
Yeah, you recently disposed of Crown in the North Sea. Why was that?
Well, we created a lot of value in Crown, and it made sense to monetize that value knowing that we had another transaction that we could reinvest that money into. With Crown, it was a discovery. We were awarded that license in the 30th licensing round. We spent a lot of internal time working that up and de-risking it. And we executed our own internal work program, which created significant value. I'm exceptionally proud of my team for that. They created a huge amount of value in the license, and we were able to monetize that in quick time. Now, if we were to hold on to Crown, it would probably be earliest 2022 before we'd ever drill a well. And at that stage, we will have to have raised significant capex with significant risk attached to it, that well would not be deemed commercial. On top of that, then, if it was a commercial discovery, we would be a number of years away from first production. So in the interim period, we can take money off the table, reinvest it, turn a multiple before we'd ever see first production from Crown. So it made sense at this stage to divest that.
Okay, you've used one of my favourite words, monetize. Are your various work programmes funded?
Yep, our existing asset base is funded, and that's what gave us great comfort to be able to go and do a transformational deal like this.
It's a transformational deal. Where do you see the company in 12 months' time?
Well, we'll certainly be a much bigger company. We'll have significant production, not just from these new assets, but from our existing asset base, in particular in Selva. We will be cash positive generating business, and we would certainly hope to develop some of our other assets, including Jamaica and our UK assets. So continue to move the story forward. In 12 months' time, I see United being a much larger company and potentially looking at taking the next step in its growth.
Brian Larkin, Chief Executive of United Oil and Gas. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.